ないですね。
Okay, so it's recording now. I guess we can get started.
Okay, was echo nishmas avi bar Yaakov bin so fil kas was echo nishmas Daniel shein of us Yeshua follow. So what I'd like to do today is I'd like to go through with you a tshuva from the Avnei Nezer, and it has a relevance in this week's parsha, and see how we go through it and what you think and what your approaches would have been. That's why I want to hear your approaches before we see his approach. Okay, so we know that Rivka, right? And they didn't have children. Right? So Yitzchak is davening opposite his wife. She didn't have children. So Hashem listened to the tefillah, and Rivka had a child. She had twins, more than a child. So Rashi says, "Vayatalo." Says Rashi on Chumash that Vayatalo v'lo. In other words, they were both davening, but the real person that caused the tefillah to be answered was what? Was Yitzchak and not Rivka. She'ein doma tefillas tzadik ben tzadik with tefillas tzadik ben rasha. In other words, so you can't compare a tefillah of a tzadik ben tzadik to a tzadik ben rasha. Lefichach lo velo lo. So therefore, he listened to him, because Yitzchak is a Ben Avram, right? So he's a tzaddik but tzaddik. And Rivka, as we know, didn't have such a, Bas Pesuel, didn't have such a good yichus. So you see a very interesting concept that in davening, in other words, we're not saying who's the better person or who's the better thing, but Lamaisa is the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik, Rashi says, is more chashuv than a tzaddik ben rasha. Even though Lamaisa, the tzaddik ben rasha is all couldn't do anything to stop it. It's not their fault, right? But that's what Vayeter lo Hashem, Vatar Rivka Ishta. Okay, that's the Rashi. So I want to read you the Shaila in the this. You can look it up yourselves some other time. In the Avnei Nezer in Orach Chaim Siman Lamed. Siman Lamed. So it's not such a long tshuva. The Avnei Nezer is always a fascinating tshuva, and it's the Avnei Nezer Orach Chaim Siman Lamed. Okay, so let's read the Shaila, and then we can discuss what you think the answer should be, and then we'll see how the Avnei Nezer's approach to it. B'dvar hasheila sheyish lahem balei tfilos shel Rosh Hashanah. There were different possibilities. Who's going to be the bal tfila for Rosh Hashanah? Yes, Shachris, Musaf, right? So they had two choices. One is shnayim, two of them, bnei Torah v'Yerushalayim. Bnei Torah, Yerushalayim. That's one set. V'od shnayim gam ken b'nei Torah v'Yerushalayim, k'mosam. And the other one is also b'nei Torah and Yerushalayim. However, v'yesh lahem kol orev yoseh, but they have nicer voices. So one set is b'nei Torah v'Yerushalayim. The other set is also b'nei Torah v'Yerushalayim. But one of the sets has nicer voices. So what's the problem? Think, okay, so they both have the both milas of Torah Yerushalayim. They also have nicer voices, so go with them. What's the problem? There's a pagam in the mishpacha of the one with the nicer voices. One of them, echad haya oviv shochet ubodek. One of them's father was a shochet, Bishnek Kfarim, in two different villages. He was the Shaykhet. In other words, this is the father of the ones that were with the good voices. So they were, the father was a Shaykhet and a Boydek in two different villages. Ushnei Rabbanim Heviruhu. And two Rabbanim fired, two different Rabbanim fired the father as a Shaykhet. Machma Shalom Hutvu Sakina Ve'enehem. Because they checked, that was a big thing, Rabbanim. Today, that's not the big main job of a Rav. But the main job of a Rav, he would check the sakim of the shochet in the town to see that it was, didn't have dents in it, etc. That was like a big thing. It's so interesting to see how the rabbinate had changed in these days. Like in the old days, the Rav was mainly dealing with shechita treifas. That was today most rabbanim don't get any shilas on shechita, don't get any shilas of treifas. But that was the, they say that Rav Moshe Feinstein gave his shiur, his main shiur, Rav Moshe Feinstein gave on Friday morning. That was the Dibros Moshe shiur. And then they say that the women were waiting to ask him with their chickens to ask him, because that was the old Rabbanus. So getting back. So one of them, the father of the one that had the good voice, he was fired. He was fired twice. Hello, one second. Probably upstairs in the bedroom. Okay, no, the one, sorry, the one of on the left. When you walk up to the big room, when you walk up, it's on the right. Okay, I'm teaching a class now, so I can't speak up. Okay, so. So that's one. So one, the father had the father was fired twice. Shnei Rabbanim Heviruhu Machmas Shelo Hutvu Sakina Ve'enehem. V'holach L'Kfar Echad B'Dinas Praisin V'Shachat Sham. And then he went someplace else. V'Hasheni, and the second one. So again, the one set was the set of that it had the nicer voices, but his father was fired twice. And the other one who had the nice voice, Yeshua. In other words, and the other ones has a brother that became a mummer, totally went off the derech, Shuman or whatever, so again, one set had the not as nice voice, but there Yichus was more or less blot, so to speak. And the other one, the other two, one of them's father was a shochet that was fired twice, and the other one was had a brother that went off the derech. Hamir, Mumer. So Ezo Yichul Bale Tfilos Al. So which set? I guess they go by, they were coming together as a team. So do they take the set with the better voices, but they have problem with the Yichus? Or should they take the one whose voice is not as pleasant? Right. I'm sure it wasn't terrible, but wasn't as nice. But the both, but one of them, his father was had some questionable thing, was he was fired twice, and his brother was mamish went off the derech. So that was the question that was posed to the Avnei Nezer. So Nu, what would we say? What do you think we? What would be your opinion on this matter?
Well, maybe there's a difference between the brother and the father. I mean, I guess first question is, does it matter? And I think the father might matter because of the tzaddik ben Russia that we talked about. The brother, I don't know where that matters. It's a brother. It's not a yichus. So I would
Right.
see a difference there.
Oh, so you're saying that the father might be a problem, brother not be a problem. So then in the end, what do you say should be the maskana?
I guess you go with the one. Well, I mean, the tipper needs to be. It's a close call, but I would
It's a
go with the
close
one with
call.
not such a good voice.
Not
But I'm
such a good
probably
voice.
wrong. But yes, because
Okay, any
ultimately, it's Yerush Shamayim that counts, and the yichus we just learned matters. So that's where I would go with it. Anyway, that's where I'll stop.
Okay, anyone else want to give a suggestion?
I'm not sure I understand the Rivka situation. It's not as though Hashem was not listening to her tefillos. It's just that Yitzchak had an added advantage, and his tefillos answered first. The added advantage is that Hashem wants to help the Zechus Avos. So the tefillah is very precious to him because not only is Yitzchak special, and also his father Avram also has weight because it's Chus
Right.
Avos. In the case over here, the regular there's no Chus Avos. I don't know that.
Because the pasuk does say that Vayeter lo.
Yeah, but what does that mean?
Oh.
It can't mean and not to her. She couldn't daven.
No, she
The
could
things of
daven, but it
davening
means
were close to
but it
her.
says v'lo law.
Please.
V'lo
Yeah.
law.
Lo lo because Yitzchak was ahead of her, not because she doesn't
No, but
have it.
maybe the koyach hatfilo that we need to bring on to undo a person who's akara is a stronger
What,
need.
she didn't know the rules? She was davening for nothing?
I mean, she knew the rules,
Well, she's
but
wasting her time her whole life. She shouldn't daven because her father's Bezuel. That doesn't work that way.
right. So, what does it mean? Vayeter lo v'lo law?
In this case, because they were both davening, Yitzchak's tefillah was answered first, and therefore his it was answered and not hers. But it's not that her tefillah doesn't have
Right,
merit.
but you still see that there's a stronger koyach hatfilah when this person is a
I
tzaddik ben
don't.
tzaddik.
I
Right,
don't
because
know. Is it that when there's a Russia, it's. I don't know that. I'm thinking that the negative is not the problem. See, it's Yitzchak's advantage, not Rivka's disadvantage.
Okay, but so then the question is, when you're hiring a Baal Tefila, do you want the person who has the highest advantage to be representing you
Well,
in Rosh Hashanah?
the one with the nice with the regular voices didn't have a tzaddik of a father that he has chus avos necessarily. In
Right, he
my
doesn't
mind,
have.
the advantage of having a tzaddik for a father is chus avos. And neither has chus avos in this situation, as far as the
Well,
story
one,
tells me.
the father, the assumption is that the ones with the not as good voices,
Pasha
you know, the
Tayyidin.
question
Okay.
Yidden, yeah,
Okay.
right.
Let's call
And here there
Skosavos.
was a sort of a pgam, with the father's yichas. He was a shoychid that was fired twice. So that seemingly maybe shows some lack of Yirat Shamayim.
Okay, but I'm
And
saying it's
then the other one that has a brother
active.
who's.
The decision is based not on. The reason Yitzchak got it is not because Rivka had a pagam, because he had extra chusavos. Pagam doesn't just detract.
Okay, so therefore, in this case, what would you say? Who should we
The
go
one with
with?
the nicer voices.
Nicest voices. Okay, anyone else? Any?
Neither have the advantage of the chusavos, which is what at play here, and that's why I'm here.
Yeah. Okay, so let's see what the Avnei Nezer says. So I think you all or mechavein to parts of the nezel. Let's see. It says nearly sheyikhu osam shakolam arif. So he paskins to go with the good voices. Ah, what about the avdavade tefilas tzaddik ben tzaddik and shmas Yosef? Says even though the tefillah of a tzaddik ben tzaddik is greater, he says. But mikol makom b'mesha shachad b'praisin yesh lilmad zchus alav ki yadua inyan hashchazus hasakini mishuna midina achas michaverta. He says there could be different minhagim in terms of the sharpness of the sakinim in different communities. The hasakinim asher midinas lita mishtamshi behem. In other words, the knives that they would use in lita. We would never use those lachatchila. Could be that in a different community it would be good. So therefore, he doesn't think that the sakinim thing is necessarily is a proof that the father was not was a Russian, you know, because they had different communities had different minhagim in terms of what is required for l'chatchila for sakim, what would maybe, and he says what they would use in lita l'chatchila in other communities they wouldn't use l'chatchila. So therefore he said that. So therefore what? So therefore he doesn't consider that a negative. Now what about the brother? What about the brother? So he says, in terms of the brother, he says like this. And this is what Rabbi Yellow was saying. He says, Achim Einu Ken Ein Lachiku B'Shvil Achiv. He says, "Afilu B'Ni De Tova Amruba Ein Zchus Rak Me'Av L'Bno." He says, and this is what Rabbi Yellow was saying: the Zchus is from Av L'Bno, V'Lo La'Achiv, V'Moshkos of Maral. Imishem Krov of L'Motzin Aminis Hashem Rak Shezocher Chasnei Avos Al Bno Sheyotz Mimen. Of a Lot ben Achiv, say by Lot, was a nephew. Lo shaykh was a zechira. Im ein zchus b'shvil Achiv, chol shekein she'ein chova b'shvil Achiv. In other words, you don't get zchus, uncle to nephew. By Lot, that he was a nephew of Avram. So you don't get zchus. You also don't get the to detract it. So he says. So that he quotes from the Maral.
So it seems though that if what you didn't have this issue with the knives are different in different places. If he truly was using,
but he truly was a Russia,
then we wouldn't let him down. Then we
wouldn't let the other person down. Truly, in other words, he's saying like this. He thinks that, based on the morale, that the nephew, the brother thing doesn't count, like you said, right, Riella? And in terms of the father, so there's not enough of a proof that he was really a posheya. He was maybe just following what was considered the standard in that place, just like he said. The knives of Lita were not necessarily knives in other places. And the Lita, they used those knives, lachatchila, but not over here. So therefore, okay, near Elishim, but Torah v'yir shemayim shkulim him. In other words, but if the two sets are both have Torah v'yir shemayim, yikab lashnayim shekolim orev v'sholom al Yisrael. And that's how the Avnei Nezer concludes the tshuva. But in a chenami, he would.
Recording in progress.
But it's mashma that he wouldn't have said it if it was really clear that the father of one of them was a real Rasha, or did something that was because then so that's how that's what he said. In other words, so he's taking into account the Rashi, Tzaddik ben Tzaddik, and he's saying that but a Tzaddik ben Rasha is the low level. Now, Rabbi Meizer wants to say that maybe no, maybe a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik has a Maila, but maybe if the one of them is just was over here, neither of them maybe it was a Tzaddik ben Tzaddik. Thing. So therefore, maybe that shouldn't play a role, maybe. But okay, but that's what the oh. You see, here's the tshuva. Who put it on, George? Do you hear me? Do you hear me?
Yes, I'm sorry, I was on mute. Yes, this is the tshuva. If you don't mind, I put it up.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, this is the tshuva, but it's fascinating. It's a fascinating tshuva that, and that's how. But it's interesting that this. So, in other words, when Rashi says "Eino doma tzadik b'tzadik tzadik b'rasha." What would be the what about Tzadik ben Pashut with Tzadik ben Rasha? So Rabbi Meizer would think maybe not. Maybe you wouldn't say that in that case. Tzadik ben Tzadik is a mild, Tzadik ben Pashut, the Tzadik ben Rasha. I don't know. It's much more. There might be two things here. The Tzadik ben Tzadik is a mild, and the Tzadik ben Rasha is a chisar. So therefore, if one of them is a tzaddik ben, not necessarily a tzaddik, but tzaddik ben a pashut yid, and versus a tzaddik ben a rasha, then that's what's mashrut that the Avdei Nezer held. That you don't have to necessarily be a tzaddik ben tzaddik, but still, tzaddik ben tzaddik might be a maila, but tzaddik ben rasha is a chisar. And therefore, he said that, but in this case, we don't have enough of a proof. That and I assume also, this is what I assume. It doesn't say it now. I would think that they probably had problems or something, and the Olam probably wanted the ones that had the nicer voices. That's why he ends off Yikablu Hashnaim Shekolim Orif V'Sholom Al Yisrael, right? Wasn't even Shalom al Yisrael, because there was probably it could be that the person who was asking the Avnei Nezer the question was the Rav of that community, or I don't know. It's interesting. He doesn't say he's writing it to the Rav. Lakal Kadosh Laksha, you know. So, but I'm guessing. I'm just guessing that it could be that there was a, you know, machlokes here, because probably people knew that the nicer voice, everyone obviously likes the nicer voices. And then there was maybe a second faction that said, yeah, but look at this guy's father. He's, you know, that type of thing. But it's a fascinating.
And this is a little different than the question about Yitzhak and Rivka, because they're not just the Baal Tefillah has two jobs. A, to bring a strong prayer on behalf of Tfilos, on behalf of the Kehila, but also to inspire the Kehila for their own davenings. And the nicer verses do that. So there's another factor to consider. The nicer voice is very meaningful when you're a chazan than Yom Narayan.
Right.
Altogether, to compare it to the Yitzchak and Rivka thing, I'm just making ha'ara. I mean, who says that's a good comparison? Because maybe when it comes to being a Baal Tefillah, Yom Teruah, maybe nice voice overrides more. because
Right,
as
maybe the nice voice
experience,
overrides. In other
it's
words, what Rabbi
inspired.
Meizer is saying is, Lulei d'mistafina, that maybe even if we would prove that he's a tzaddik ben rasha, we could really prove it. But if it's really a nicer voice, maybe that fact should override.
Because it's
Should
secondary
override
job.
because yeah, okay, interesting. It could be maybe the Avni Nezer would have agreed, but the Avni Nezer didn't want to have to go there. He said, I could be matter it even without your. It would have been more difficult maybe to be matter it then. Maybe he would have read a tshuva like what you said, but the Maisa, he was able to get it. He was able to matz to get it, based on halacha. And I said the way he concludes, "V'sholom al Yisrael," because I think it was probably a machlokas what to do. And this way, and if he could be matzdik, and I assume most of the people probably wanted the people that had the nicer voice, and he, but then maybe there was someone there who was making a stink to say that no, how can we take him as our bal tefila for Yom Narayim? His father was a shoychet, and twice he was let go. And look at his brother. Everyone, his brother is a face, mishumid, something like that. Oh, so that's the. So I was thinking to put this together with another vort that is from the Chozer Lublin. This is a little bit of the Mili Dagoda, and there's a discussion. Where does the word the davening come from? What does that mean to daven? Why is tefillah calling davening? You ever think of that? Why is tefillah called davening? So there's a vort that's brought down in the Sefer, as Shapiro pointed out at some point, the Flos HaRebbe from the Chozev Lublin. He says, HaTfila nikres davening loshon de'avunon. Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov, that they were mesakeim the tefilos. So davening means the mesorah of our avos, because the avunah. This is the shprach of our forefathers, and Avram, Yitzchak, v'Yaakov are the ones that were mesakeim the tefilah. So there's maybe an extra factor of davening. In other words, simple pshat is like Rav Moshe Shapiro said to me, the librarian at YU, that it was musukon by Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov. That's what it's brought down. But maybe this is the concept of zchus avos is not just Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, but your particular father, grandfather, etc. Has a no, because that's the mahus of tefillah is the davening, and therefore, especially by davening, normally we say, "O yumsu avos albanim," but for davening, we want special zchuyos, and the whole mahus of davening is nikra al shem, al shem avos. And therefore, I think Rav Yitzchak Cohen said over from, I think, from Rav Soloveitchik, we say, Dor l'dor yishabach masecha, that why are we able to daven to Hashem? We're able to daven to Hashem because, what right? It's a chutzpah. We're davening to Hashem. We're telling Hashem what to do. We're asking Hashem, but so I think Rav Yitzchak Cohen said from Rav Soloveitchik, it's Dor l'dor yishabach masecha. It's a that was we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we start davening that this is a we have a mesorah for this. It's not just something that we decided that we have the right to request from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But this is already Dor L'Dor Yishabach Masecha. This is something that was already in the mesorah from generation to generation. So we have to. So Rabbi Cohen, I say for our salvation, we make this declaration every day before we start davening, before Shmoneh Esrei and Ashrei, that and I think the concept of salvation is sort of a matter, but that because or else it's just a chutzpah to daven. But we have a Masorah, and then according to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah. So the Rambam Shita is that it's a mitzvah to daven every day. And the Ramban says only based Sarah. Only based Sarah. And then there's the famous, that's the Shita HaRamban, that Rambam says, but there's also an interesting thing if, what's the din if somebody was the chazan in the shul and he has the chazaka. Now all of a sudden someone hears, oh, I heard there's a new chazan on the block. He has a nicer voice. So the question is that the person have a right to fire somebody based on that? So the simple pshat is no, because it's not like he did something that was okay. There's always going to be somebody with a nicer voice, and the person has a chazaka. There's a concept of chazaka b'mitzvahs that's brought down in the poskim. I mean, there could be cases where you could, lose the chazak if you did something that was, a lot of times this chazak has, a nice voice, but there's always going to be that somebody who has the nicer voice, and then it's not so simple that you could just say that you could, just fire this person because someone else has a nicer voice. But here we're talking about lechatchila, who we're going to pick.
There's a shul, I won't mention the name, well-known shul, where the chazan got sick. He was out for a couple of years, for a while, and they hired a new chazan, and with the understanding that he was temporary, and he had a beautiful voice. And when the old chazan got better, they didn't want to give him his job back, and it's a big issue.
Yeah,
But it does
it's
happen.
not.
Yeah.
Yeah, there are a lot of factors. Every case is different, but it's not so simple that you could just take away somebody's job. He's because he has a chazaka. He has a chazaka, so
Here's the Kol Yisrael Ksheirim Heim Rak
Rafi.
Ksheirim
Right.
Ritzu L'Kahal. Then he also the Mishnah Berurah says there are Parshat Dimis Damin Lo Shnayim Echad Yehu Ben Torah V'Yireh Chet In Lo Elo Pratim V'Asheni Hu Ish Pashut V'Hu Nasoi V'Yosher Mi Ben Shloshim Ben Torah Kodem. But
Right.
also, I didn't find here. Also talks about a guy who has a nicer voice.
Right.
You take somebody without the nicer voice, but
Yeah, but this is, but then there's a separate discussion about being misalik somebody.
right.
And that's that's not so simple. The case that Rabbi Yellen was talking about is not so simple that you could just tell somebody goodbye and good luck because we found
Right.
somebody that has a nicer voice. But here we're talking about lechatchila, who should we pick? That's a different story than when you're being misalik somebody. But the idea of zchus avos, I think, also has a special idea by tefillah that we said that tefillah is davening, davunim. That's from the Chozer Mevublin. There's a famous thing from the Sefer Ikrim. He asks, what's the point of davening? Hashem knows what I need. Believe me, Hashem knows what we need better than we know what we need. And so, what do we have to daven? Hashem knows what I need. So either I deserve it or I don't deserve it. That's the question of the Sefer Ikrim of Yosef Albo. So the Sefer Yigam says, you're right. But the idea is when you daven, that makes you into a different person. So you're davening, you're showing your, like the way some explain, Rabbi Yudin discussed this, the Mabit and others discuss this idea, you become a more of a balamuna, that because if you're speaking to Hashem, you're making a declaration that says that you're the only one who really has control of anything. And that's why me as a Balmamin are going to you, because you are the ultimate, being in the world that has control and has the ability. And that changes you into a different person. So therefore, even though you didn't get whatever you wanted based on who you were before, but now you, through your davening, you changed as a person. And you're so it might have been a gzeira that this person at this madrega shouldn't get it, but now you're up a notch. And that's how the Sefer Ikrim discusses the concept of davening. But the other idea is that, what Rav Yitzchak Cohen said from Rabbi Soloveitchik, that it's that davening is has a lot to do with avos. That was that's the Rav Cohen said from Rav Soloveitchik. That's the whole matir of us to daven. This is dor le-dor yishabach. This is something that through the generations, through from Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov, this was something. So it's not a so therefore it's not a chutzpah for someone to get up and because it's true, Hashem knows. But like the Sefer Ikrim says, Hashem knows what I need. But and maybe based on my before I davened and the madrega that I was then, I wasn't roi lekach. But now I show that I'm bigger balamuna. And emuna, the Rav Mechel of Zlatchov says that Mechel of Zlatchov says that that a person's bracha in this world is taloy in the emuna that he has. And emuna is Lashon Vahi Omein es Hadassah, the Esther Bas Dodo. Omein means to begadol, to raise. Right? Mordechai was meaning you want the shefa to be miskadel. So then if you have a muna, that's when the shefa is miskadel. So commensurate to the amount of a muna we have is the shefa that comes from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that we learned a muna we learn from avos, right? In other words, there are all types of people these days have all types of proofs and codes and things like that of authenticity of Torah and this, but the ultimate is Emunah Pshuta. That why do I believe? Why do I daven? I daven was I saw my father daven, and his and he saw his father daven, and davunud. So that understands maybe even better the concept of a tzaddik when it comes to when it comes to davening, because the mahus of davening is davunon, as the Chozamim would say. So it's just fascinating to see this tshuva of the Avnei Nezer and how he fits in. And I'm sure there's much to say either direction. That's why I wanted to hear what everyone else had to say before we saw the Avnei Nezer. But it's something. But again, this tshuva is about who should we appoint Meikara. That's not the same as the question of could we rescind. Could we rescind somebody's, position because someone else has a nicer voice? That's not at all what the Avnei Nezer was talking about. So, Be'ez Hashem, we should have the schus of davening. We should be machshiv our davening, and Be'ez Hashem, Hashem should listen to our tefillos. We should become different people as a result, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu should listen to our tefillos, as a result.
Amen.
So I wish you all a good Shabbos, and that's a shame. Sure, be well.
By the way, the Mishnah Berurah says that oh, when the Baltfila gets sick, im chalahu biyada kal lahamid acher mikomakom kishechozer lebriuso a mitzvah chozeres al harishon.
Right, because
Right.
that's the concept
Right.
of that's the concept of schus in I'll call you right back.
Right. So even if he just davened one time, like one time is a chazaka, looks like.
So that's these are very delicate topics, especially those that deal in shuls of okay, there's a lot to say about this, but okay, we'll stop here. Okay, have a good Shabbos to all.
Okay.